Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a miracle-filled life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from BreakthroughMiracles.com. And today we are live on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have a very special guest, Sondra Sneed, who is going to talk about what to do when you're dead. A former atheist interviews the source of infinite being. And as you know, this show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how you can break through your fears and create a miracle-filled life. And I know with Sondra, we can talk plenty about all of that, about miracles, about breakthroughs, and how to connect to that infinite source of your being. So stay tuned. We are live every Wednesday at 9 Eastern Time and at 6 Pacific. And I want to welcome Sondra right now and not spend any time longer to have you waiting. Welcome, Sondra.
Hi, Saskia. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited to have you. And I want to tell the listeners a bit about you, because what we're going to talk about for Sondra, the loss of her job and the man she loved really altered her life profoundly. And as she struggles to cope with that looming emptiness by writing, pouring notebook after notebook, all that she was feeling, an other voice came through and a door opened for her to communicate with and learn from God. And in that moment, her atheism dropped away with the certainty that she was communicating with the source of infinite being. Sondra spent about a year in solitude exploring this remarkable conversation, and now she is ready to share with us what she has learned. Sondra Sneed, she's a freelance science and technology writer for industry and recovering atheist. She's the author of What to Do When You're Dead and two also unpublished books, The Meaning of Life's Design and The Real Story of the Garden of Eden. Sondra, I'm so happy you're here, and I want to ask you the question that I ask most of my guests, like, what was that breakthrough miracle moment for you in your life, if you look back?
Well, you sort of hit on it in your introduction, and that is in 2004, I'd lost a job that I loved and a man that I loved, and I sat down to write and write and write to try to quell this loneliness and panic that was coming over me. And when I filled up an entire notebook of my lament, of my unfortunate circumstances, I opened up a brand new notebook, and I had my pencil on the top line. I was about ready to write, and before I knew my pencil was moving, it stopped. When I looked down, I read, "Unemployed? It is my assertion you are employed by me." And that was the moment that the realm of the unseen became in contact with me. And I then spent a year in solitude and filled up 10 spiral notebooks, taking dictation from God.
Sandra, how was that? I mean, you were an atheist and suddenly, I mean, how did you give over to that? Because I can almost hear my listeners think, yeah, you know, didn't you make it up? Or what was going through your mind? I mean, did you like surrender and just wrote down what you perceived as God?
That's an interesting way to ask the question. So what happens when you're all alone, you know, when suddenly you're without a job? So I was living in New York City at the time, where your job is basically your life, because it's so expensive to live there. You know, you work to live in New York City. So yeah. When that was gone, and then the man I was in love with was gone, there were no distractions.
Yeah.
It suddenly was me alone. And if you've ever spent any time alone over a course of, say, a week, with no one to talk to, nothing but your own dark thoughts to dwell upon, and then you're writing to entertain you, you're already so deep in your mind, there's really no difference between your imagination and your experience. Your imagination is your experience.
Yeah.
And so when this experience changed from me writing in a notebook to my notebook talking to me, you know, yeah, it was my imagination, but it's through the imagination that you obtain a connection to the being that is within you. God is within you, right? So you are contained within God and God within you. So this moment of connection occurred as a source of inner source of infinite being. So, yeah, you could say I made it up, but we are made up in the minds of God. There's nothing any more tangible about our physical beings than there is our infinite imagination.
Did that take courage, Sandra?
Well, it didn't take a lot of courage. I mean, it was a tremendous amount of entertainment to be able to ask the source of infinite being any question you want. As an atheist and a lover of science, science was my religion. It was where I got my source of awe and wisdom. And when I could ask any question about the nature of the universe and this being would know the answer to it, that is extraordinarily entertaining.
It is. I mean, I can totally see it. You don't need anyone anymore. But Sandra, we have to, we're heading to a break. So everybody stay tuned. We are going to be right back with Sandra Snead talking about what to do when you're dead.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Walking down this rocky road. Hi, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia Roel, and we have our special guest, Sondra Sneed, who's talking about What to Do When You're Dead, an amazing book. I can wholeheartedly recommend that to anyone. I just read it this week. Sondra, how can people connect with you?
They can find me via my website, which is sondrasneed.com. That's SondraSneed.com. Or you can go through my fan page on Facebook, and that's Facebook.com/Godscribe, with a capital G.
Great. Well, I recommend everybody to go there. And I also have something special for all the listeners. If you go to my website, breakthroughmiracles.com, you can get for free, if you fill out your name and email address, I'm sending you the 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle. It will teach you how to listen to your soul and how to act on it. You will also receive every Monday morning a soul card reading with 2 cards that guides your life, so you don't have to do the guesswork, and it will take the confusion out of your week, because you will be guided, like, what's the theme of the week for me? What do I pay special attention to? And that's on breakthroughmiracles.com. Now, let's get back to our show. Sondra.
That's a lovely gift to give your listeners. I'm going to go get the 7. What was it called again?
Breakthroughmiracles.com. You can download the 7 gifts, plus you get every Monday morning a soul card reading. And people are crazy about that. They absolutely love my whole database opens that.
I love it.
Yeah. So, Sondra, I mean, I wish I had 4 hours with you. Because there is so much wisdom you share in your book, What to Do When You're Dead. I mean, but to focus on that title, because it keeps intriguing me. What to do when you're dead? What do we do?
Well, the answers to that are kind of woven with a lot of other things in the book. Mainly what God wants people to understand. And one thing that I need to be clear about, that this is a dialogue with God, very similar, if you're familiar with Conversations with God, very similar format. In fact, it was his publisher who published my book. And so in this dialogue, God talks a lot about the mechanisms of the body, soul, and spirit, that spirit begat soul, soul begat body. And so these connected fields of energy, one being slower than the other, the slower the energy, the more matter and mass is formed. And the spirit lets go of the body. It's not the body letting go of the soul. The soul is a mortal, partially mortal aspect, and then partially everlasting being with spirit. So spirit takes the soul into the realm of God when it has let go of the body. But if the individual doesn't realize there is more than this physical body and physical realm, or if they somehow forget that at the point of their passing over, then this impression can become an apparition, and this apparition can become trapped on the soul, trapped on the surface of the earth, because they're trapped in the past of who they were. And the big issue with God on this is that human beings are on a path of self-destruction. Everything we're doing is ultimately going to wipe us out. Because we don't see our connection to nature, and so we just use nature as some kind of resource for our commercial purposes, and we are completely wiping out all the systems that keep us alive. And apparently human beings do that about every 10,000 years, but God says in this book that the difference between this time and any other millennia, when human beings are on the verge of wiping themselves out, this time we're poisoning our food supply. We're generating cycles of fake food. And these cycles of fake food are going to create cancers far too numerous to treat. And in this book, God does talk about what are the mechanisms of cancer, how does this happen? And it's about the calling cells in the body. So the book is mainly a warning. God is warning about what we're doing, the importance of getting on our path, the reason that we were born, discovering our individual purpose, because it is in that walk of purpose that we are aligned with the spirit of being and the spirit that is our being that leads us into the realm of God once the body passes.
That's beautifully said. I mean, I read on one of the first pages of your book, and, you know, I'm so intrigued about what I teach people is we have to be able to listen to our soul and act on it. I mean, and our soul is connected to, of course, God's source. And I believe God, you know, I do want to talk about, the term God with you. But what you say is, and I loved it, and I would, you know, will suddenly quote you in one of my newsletters with this, where you say, to uncover your soul's worth, you must build a new relationship with your mind, which is made of a million locked doors. To access the key means figuring out how first they unlock. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, thank you for...
It's brilliant. It's brilliant, Sonia, Sandra.
Thank you. The mind is many minds, but there is only one mind that is the mind of God, which is also containing many, many minds. There are aspects of this great mind that has a language very similar to how our dreams communicate with us. It is a language of symbolism and interpretation that requires a deep connection to your heart. In your heart is symbolism about the nature of your being that is like pebbles in the sand. It is pebbles of wisdom. And each time you walk toward these pebbles of wisdom, pick up that stone and read what it says, you get deeper and deeper and deeper into the mind of God. And as that mind of God leads you, your soul is there on that journey. So you are leading yourself deeper into your connection to your soul, and your soul protects you. It knows what is around you energetically because it reads only energy, and it then identifies for you what it is you need to pay attention to in symbols. These symbols can be pure language that is used in many, many different ways. So let me give you an example of a word that you can simply, by understanding its true meaning, you can use in your life. The word worry. When we think of worry, we think of something that might just be half troubling us. We're worried about our kids, or we're worried about whether or not our job is going to stay. You know? But what worry really is, it's like when a dog worries a bone until it's gone. They worry it and worry it and worry it until it's gone. That's what's going on inside of your body. You are withering away through worry. Every element of your construction, every element of your constitution, that which holds you up, you worry it away, because that is our nature, to worry something until it's gone. And if there is no resolve for it, it worries away at our body. Okay,
well, so I mean, that's pretty profound. So to worry, right, is that the most detrimental thing to worry? Worry away our basically essence.
Yes. And so when you fully understand the nature of that word, and you penetrate the use of that word within your language, and then within your mind, and how your mind worries, then you can start to control that. Start to eliminate worry. Because if you can't do anything about it right now, stop thinking about it. You can't do anything about it. You move your direction in your mind into the direction of what you can control, what you can focus on. Is your job unstable? Well, have you prepared your resume? Have you prepared your savings account? What have you done in preparation if indeed your job is unstable? So turn worry into work, into doing. This is one example of
work
how
and into
the
doing.
Many locked doors of the mind are in language.
Wow. I love that, Sandra. And we're heading for a break. I want to talk a little bit more about, what we can do with our worrisome mind after the break, and how we can move to more joy, because I think, as you wrote, that's the only way love can happen. Yeah. Stay tuned. We're talking with Sandra Sneed, and we will be right back.
Desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia, and we have our special guest, Sondra Sneed, talking about what to do when you're dead. A former atheist interviews the source of infinite being, and I can wholeheartedly recommend this book because it's so filled with wisdom. And I'm so honored we have Sondra here. Sondra, how can people connect to you? How can they order the book?
They can go through my website if they like, or Amazon. My website is sondrasneed.com, S-O-N-D-R-A-S-N-E-E-D.com. And if it's not at your local Barnes & Noble, please order it. That would be very helpful to kind of keep pulling the book through. But it's also available through my website. Well, there's links to Amazon and Barnes & Noble on my website. But if you go to my website, I also have a free download, and it's the 5 principles for quieting your mind and listening to your higher self. And then I'm going to be starting a weekly, it's not really a newsletter, it's really a post. I had my assistant, she came up with 62 difficult passages in the book, difficult to understand. So each one of those has been an inspiration for a new post that I'm calling the Weekly Weisenheimer. I'll be launching that probably next week as soon as all of the design work is done and available. Then I'll start launching that. But I am collecting emails from anyone who wishes to be a recipient of that mailing.
I love that. That's so cool. Well, Sandra, I want to immediately dive back into the conversation we were having about, you know, to uncover your soul's worth, that we have to build the new relationship with your mind. And you were talking about the importance of what's up with worry. And I want to go a little deeper in that. I mean, so you're saying, maybe you can just repeat that for anyone who's joining in just right now, what the thing is that worry does and how... what are tools to work with if we worry so much?
Sure. Well, the origin of the word worry comes from what a dog does to a bone. A dog worries a bone and works it and works it and works it until it is gone. Worry is doing that to our own bodies. If there's no way to fix what we're worried about immediately, then what the mind will do is worry our bodies until our constitution is just gone and withered away, because we keep working it and working it and working it. The only reason that worry is in our set of tools in the mind is so that we can be alerted to what could be wrong, what could go wrong. And so that alert is to put us into action to avoid whatever it is that is creating that worry. So if we're worried, for instance, about the stability of our job, we don't sit and worry about it and hem and haw and worry and wither ourselves to nothing. What we do is prepare for that potential issue. If we are worried that it will dissolve, then we ask the question, is my resume up to date? Have I made preparations in my savings? Do I have enough money to hold me over for a few months? Do I need to make a connection to a recruiter? Do I need to do some new training? These are the things that you focus on so that you turn worry into work, and you focus on the work, and then you build rather than destroy yourself from the inside out.
Yeah, that is beautifully said. I mean, like you say, there are, you know, a million locked doors. What would be the first door you would want to open to discover your soul's worth?
Gosh, that is such an excellent question. Well, you pretty much said it in the question. The word would be worth. This is another very important word that your mind needs to understand the true meaning of. Worth, worthiness, how you value yourself comes from your talent. The talent is one of those words that has old meaning. And if you look up in an I recommend to anyone doing soul work to get an either a dictionary that has etymological origins of words, or actually a book of etymology, so that you can see the old English, maybe the old French, or the origins of these words we use in our language. The word worth goes back to a Germanic word, worthian, that means to become. And it is a word that is about becoming. Talents are actual means of exchange. These were coins, talents that people exchanged. So your talents become you. And your becoming is your worth and your value. But if you never focus on your talents, the things that you were born with, the things that you were designed with, your body was designed with before you were born, your spirit was programmed to be something in this world. You were given talents before you were born, but if you've ignored them your whole life, and focused only on what everybody told you you're supposed to be doing, then you wake up one day going, what is all this? What? How did I get here? Because it's only when you use the talents you were born with to build a life of purpose and direction that you can understand your value and your worth, and as well live a life of joy.
And where's the becoming then? Because we already have them, basically. But the becoming
is taking those potential and bringing them into action. So for an instance, I did a reading for a woman who God said to her that she was born to see in individuals the animal through which, okay, so we've all evolved from the animal world. Human beings have evolved from the animal world, and each individual has evolved apparently from some particular animal that they are related genetically to from eons and eons and eons ago. And God said, you were made to figure out what animal each individual comes from, and then you were designed to, you have to go back to college, you need to study animal behavior and human behavior, and you need to combine those two disciplines. And God goes, does that make sense to you? And she says, oh, yes, very much. I've always seen animals in my friends. I have a friend who is a wolf. I have my ex-boyfriend, he was Bear. I always called him Bear. And she was just beside herself in excitement that this talent of hers was her life's purpose.
Yeah, yeah. And so do you believe like our talents are our life purpose?
Yes, absolutely. It is somehow your talents, the things you do naturally, things that are easy for you, that come, that light you up, things you wouldn't even imagine because you're so hung up in what the world tells you you're supposed to be, that you've completely lost touch with what you do naturally, you're going to have to do a lot of work to get back to that place that you were born from.
Yeah, yeah. Sondra, I do want to tap into, you know, you write about miracles. And of course, you know, my website is breakthroughmiracles.com. And I love to talk about miracles. Where you have a beautiful description about a miracle is something that happens without proof that it's even possible. What is your take on the miracle?
Well, God talks about in the book that, in a sense, there's no such thing as miracles, because people just don't understand how things work. And I asked, well, what about when a guy goes to the doctor, they find a ton of cancer in his body, and then 2 weeks later, there's no cancer. Isn't there a miracle in that? And God says, well, no, that's just his mind doing the work. And what do you mean work? The work that his mind is doing is changing the physical construction of his body based on his own will to not have cancer, to not have cancer anymore. That's not a miracle. That's the way things work.
Yeah. And what about, Sondra, that, and I'm just giving you this as, oh, we're already heading to a break time. I see.
Oh, no.
We talk about miracles after the break. So stay tuned. We have an amazing conversation with Sondra Sneed. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hello, we're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia. And for all the listeners, we're going to talk about miracles with Sondra Sneed, but if you want to have your breakthrough miracle, just go to my website. I have 7 gifts and you can download them for free. That's www.breakthroughmiracles.com. You also get every Monday morning a soul card reading. You just go to breakthroughmiracles.com. And now off to Sondra. Sondra, how can people connect to you?
They can connect to me after going to your website and getting a soul card. That's what I'm going to do. You can go to sondrasneed.com. That's sondrasneed.com. And if you sign up for the weekly Weisenheimer, you will also get my free download, The 5 Principles for Quieting Your Mind and Listening to Your Higher Self. So lots of reading between the two of us.
I know. We should combine the website.
Yeah.
Sondra, we were talking about miracles, and you said God said there are no miracles.
Right.
We perceive them as miracles. Right. And no, I was just going to ask you, I mean, people love miracles and we call things miracles, but how do you, I mean, what goes behind it? I mean, I remember when I was in Holland, you don't know my story, but we came here 12 years ago with 5 kids and a little dog. And I heard one day, as I call it, the voice of my soul, who said, Saskia, it's time to leave. And we were basically thriving. We were on top of a wave. I just birthed my children and I had a waiting list in my healing and coaching practice. And there we were, go to America. Anyway, long story short, we bought a house over the phone and basically we went. But I remember when we had to... they said, well, how are you going to pay that house? We didn't have money in the bank to pay that. And I never forget that afternoon, I said, God, there must be so many wealthy people in the world that can lend us the money for us to buy our house. And honestly, 8 hours later, I just made a phone call to invite somebody over for a drink. And I said, well, yeah, we're going to buy a house, blah, blah. This person says out of the blue, oh, why don't I lend you the money? I mean, we called that a miracle. I mean, it was in eight hours. We manifested like $700,000. What is your take on that? Is that a miracle, or what does God say about that?
Well, we could ask God right now.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So God says, the reason that it is taken as a miracle is because everything that is in the course of that manner is something that is unseen. You cannot foresee, you cannot unsee it. In other words, if you foresee it, you can stop seeing it. But if you can't see it, meaning you have no way to know that this is coming, then we always think of this as something that is manifesting, and you are manifesting a miracle. But that's not what's happening. What's really happening is that your mind is working in the great mind. When you connect to spirit, meaning you've said, God, surely there are enough wealthy people in the world to give us this money to lend, then you have connected to spirit at a much higher energy force that allows the energy forces that are in that energy field to be alerted to a need. And it's in that need that is being satisfied that you call a miracle that we call work. This is the work of spirit, how spirit works. It's nothing more than the simplicity of how a beautiful sunset occurs when warm air is mixed with cool air and clouds form, and then a sunset is reflecting off of these beautiful clouds. Some look in the sky and see a miracle that God has painted in the sky, but we see simply the beautiful formation of clouds caused by warm air and cool air, neither of which can be seen.
That's so beautifully said. And then, Sondra, if we want, say, and we call it a miracle, say you're struggling with a health issue, how can we call that forth? Like you're, for example, saying, oh, for 1 year I'm already struggling with this health issue. God, I want to move on. I really want to let go of this. Move me through. I mean, done. How does that work? Is that something that can be created because miracles can happen like that? How do we do that?
You just said how to do it. You spoke in the language of surrender. Mm. You said, God, I don't want this. Please take this from me. How can I move on from this? These are questions you're asking of God that God will move heaven and earth to give you an answer to. So long as you remain in this course of surrender, you will continue to get action on that request.
Mm. And usually I think the surrender is the hardest part for us.
It is. It is.
Because
but that's the work
trust,
we do.
Right?
Yep, that's the work we do so God can do the work God does.
So if we trust and if we surrender, then God can do his work or her work. How do you, what is another term for God? Because a lot of people feel the word God is, do you say God, right? But what is another word for that?
I don't use a pronoun. I just say God. or if sometimes I'll say they, or when I'm working in the energy of God, I'll say it or source.
Or source.
Right, but that's my relationship is with this being I call God, and I've trained myself not to refer to God as a he, although sometimes I slip.
Yeah.
But I've only trained myself that because I want to experience the totality of God, not just the masculine feeling of God.
And the word universe, that's a similar word, correct?
It is. But I have a hard time having a relationship with the universe.
Okay.
You know, so God is a name that I place on this universal being so that I can harness this being and have conversations with it all the time, all day long. So I address God as God. Hi, God.
Sandra, just because I look at the time and I think it's a burning question either from me or somebody else I'm picking this up from, but do you still have like problems and challenges?
All the time. All the time.
What do you do then? It sounds now easy, like you can just ask God, right?
Well, yes. I go to God with them, and God is able to work me through them. I'm always having to get reassurance from God about things like money, because as we said before, the miracle is the unseen, right? That things we can't see. So I can't see it anywhere. Where is it going to come from?
Yeah.
And I have to just keep this ship moving forward in full faith that it's all going to come. And there hasn't been a problem at all ever since I've been on this path, but I still worry it. But I take that worry to God and let it go. It comes up, I take it to God, I let it go. Comes up, I take it to God, I let it go. And that can happen throughout an entire day of having to surrender all day long.
Okay. No, that's reassuring. And as I see, we are time to wrap it up. But for everyone, I would love to have Sandra Sneed back and talk more about this. We have such a lovely conversation. So I'm going to wrap this show up. Sandra, thank you so much for being here. Sandra's website is sandrasneed.com. You can go from there. There's lots of good stuff, her book, her new newsletter. And I wish you a fantastic week filled with miracles. And I talk with you next week. This was Saskia from breakthroughmiracles.com.
Been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle, or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio. the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.